Hello, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Argyle podcast. This is Jim from the offside.com, and indeed it is great to be back. I apologise for the absence of my golden tones from the airways for the last couple of weeks. As one or two of you may know, I have been suffering somewhat with a dose of pleurisy, and to cap it all, I managed to tear one of my intercostal muscles whilst I was coughing, which probably goes down as about the most painful experience of my life so far. Don't recommend that at all. And one of the consequences of that was that it made it very, very difficult for me to talk, hence the absence of the podcast these past couple of weeks. But I'm feeling a bit better now, and looking forward very much to Saturday's game against Nottingham Forest. I haven't actually seen the boys in green since Reading away, would you believe? So I've missed a bit of our roller coaster ride since then, and I'm glad to be coming back to them when they're, as it were, on the top of the bounce, and hoping very much that they can maintain the form that they've shown in their last two games at Watford and at Palace. Some news straight away to tell you about, if you don't already know, that Jermaine Easter, Argyle's want-away striker, has got a loan move for a month to Millwall, an opportunity for him maybe to find some form, find a few goals, and just to sort his head out generally, I think. And Sturrock has been indicating that maybe one or two more on their way in the next week or so. We wait and see. In the meantime, we turn our attention to the Forest, and the last time we played them, in fact, was 4 years ago. August the 30th, 2004, one balmy bank holiday Monday evening in front of 17,000. I'll be surprised if we get that on Saturday. And Argyle, as you may remember, won 3-2 thanks to an injury time penalty from Paul Watton. But what is interesting, I was looking at the match reports of the game and sort of thinking about where the teams were then, where they are now. Of course, Forest went on to be relegated that season. But the interesting thing is that of all the players that played in that game, none of the Argyle side are still with the club. And only one Forest player is still with Forest now. Wes Morgan, the centre-half, is still there. But everyone else has moved on, either retired or left the club for one reason or another. And I think that says something about the helter-skelter sort of whirly-gig of a football world we live in. It's a lack of consistency, a very high turnover of players. And one of the things I've been doing during my convalescence has been to catch up on old Argyle videos. And I was watching the Leicester game, so I was in special need of cheering up yesterday. And one thing that the commentator said struck me very forcibly, that during last January transfer window, Argyle actually bought and sold a total of 15 players, which is a tremendous amount, you know, a side and a half worth of talent in and out the Home Park revolving door. So let's hope that the squad that Sturrock is putting together now is going to be one that's going to last and endure, because I think we all know that success comes from consistency of manager and consistency of team. It's about finding a settled squad and sticking to it. And certainly Luggy's team selection, I think, is going to reflect that. He's never been one to change a winning team unnecessarily. Has said publicly that if you're in a winning team and you've got the shirt, you keep the shirt. So I'm not expecting to see too many changes on Saturday. I think that the one place where I might be tempted to fiddle if I was Sturrock would be on the right-hand side. I'm not sure that Jamie Mackey, you know, as much as we admire his commitment and his energy and his enthusiasm, I'm not sure he's got enough in his locker yet to be playing out wide on the right. I'd much prefer to see him, I think, as an impact sub, sort of coming on with 15 or 20 minutes to go and having the freedom to run at defences. And I think after Nicholas Marin's performance in the reserve game, he may well get the nod on the right. I mean, he's more of an orthodox right winger anyway, I think, than Jamie. So, but other than that, I think we're going to be pretty much as we were, and giving Forest as good as we get. But what of this team from Nottingham that have come up from League One after 3 years in the doldrums? A side very, very proud of their history Rightly so, double European Cup winners, you know, league championship winners, and very much, you know, a feature of the old First Division, certainly when I was growing up and first starting to watch football. And, you know, I like my music, and I've been digging around trying to find an appropriate piece of music, a Forest theme song, if you like. And they don't appear to have one. I was, you know, very severely warned off playing anything too Robin Hood related. You know, I couldn't find what I really wanted, which was a copy of the 78 Forest side singing "We've Got the Whole World in Our Hands." It seemed to be, you know, just a list of the team really more than anything else. Peter the goalie with nothing to do was one line I do remember. I couldn't find that, but I did manage to find this, and this is just wonderful. It's the best thing I've ever heard, and Forest fans, you need to adopt this instantly as your anthem. Never mind Mullagh Kintyre, never mind, you know, Land of Hope and Glory, anything else. This is what you need to be singing on the terraces. This is great. Have a listen to this.
On the road to Nottingham, to that old city ground, I heard voices, I saw faces that I knew. There was Brian, John Robertson, Peter Shelton, Kenny Burns, John McGovern, and there was old Archie Kimmel too. There were tears in my eyes as I thought of those guys and the battles that they won. We were second to none. On the road to Nottingham, to that old city ground, there's a place in my heart for.
The most fantastic thing you've ever heard in your life. I mean, that's so good. That ought to have appeared in an episode of Phoenix Nights, don't you think? You know, you can just see the guy there, can't you? Big, fat, northern club singer with his hair all slicked back, gazing, oh, so sincerely into the eyes of his audience. What a fantastic piece of music. It's called Josh Richards, and the song is called On the Road. And if you're wondering at all how I managed to come across this, well, you know, I say I've been off work, got some time on my hands, and been exploring the old MP3 music blogs out there. And there is a superb site, fantastic site. Go and bookmark it now. It's called footballandmusic.co.uk. And it's just a site devoted to music with a football connection, kind of however tenuous. I mean, this guy did one set of posts all about the music that was played on the halftime tannoy of football games, and there's loads of stuff out there, and that was where I found it. Absolute classic. But yeah, go and look at it, footballandmusic.co.uk. Absolutely superb. Back to tomorrow's game, to Saturday's game then. Argyle, we expect to be unchanged, like I said. Forest, well, Rob Earnshaw is going to be out, which is good news for us, I think, because he tends to score against us. He rarely has a brilliant game, but he does tend to score against us. And I think, you know, a clean sheet would be very, very welcome indeed. So he's not playing. Chance Randy Cole to step up, who's been, you know, getting a little peeved, I think, at not been starting. And been letting it be known that if he doesn't start starting, he's going to be looking for other opportunities. So, yeah, we've got him to contend with. Still, you know, very much a class player, despite being however old he is now, 35, 36. Also expecting to get a tough time in central midfield. Forrest have got a guy called Guy Moussi, who's been turning in some rave performances this season. Other than that, my spies in the Forrest camp tell me that they've generally played better than their results have suggested. You know, they've perhaps not quite adjusted as well as perhaps one or two of the other promoted sides have to the atmosphere of the championship, the pace and so forth. But they have been playing better than the results suggest. So You know, we'll have to wait and see how it all pans out. Colin Calderwood, not known as the most attacking of guys, so I would expect to see a sort of 4-5-1 there for Forest, and with them perhaps looking to catch us on the break. And I think, you know, Argyle are going to have to be a bit more adventurous than they have been in their last few games. You know, the crowd, I think, need a performance to lift them and to help them lift the side. And it'd be really good if we could have a real go from it from the off. So, yeah, it could be a few fireworks there. Thanks ever so much for listening. If you've got any suggestions, if you'd like to make a contribution to the podcast, you're more than welcome. Just drop me an email, argylepodcast@yahoo.co.uk. Do keep checking back also at plymouth.theoffside.com for updates. And wherever you're going to be on Saturday, I hope you have a fantastic day. If you're going to the game, have an absolute cracker. And whoever you are, whatever you're up to, keep it green.